Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Thanks for listening to the best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
You mentioned the game last night. Phoenix upset by the New Orleans Pelicans. And game one was, you know, was a good game. Chris Paul had to pull out some heroics in the fourth quarter for the Suns to win that one. And so New Orleans making this thing, you know, a nice little series. But the big news, of course, I don't think anybody expects New Orleans to win this series even now. But you know, maybe they certainly got a better chance now. Devin Booker, who had 31 points in the first half, Rob, he pulled up lame late in the third quarter, about 4.5 minutes left, with a right hamstring strain.
And he was scoreless in the third quarter, right? I mean, right. He didn't have any points, right?
Right. He had 31 in the first half, none in the third quarter. And Rob, just for look, when he left the game, New Orleans was up 77-74. So it wasn't just Devin Booker's absence that enabled the Pelicans to be in that game and be close. They were close and leading, in fact, when he left. But the news today after the MRI is that looks like he's going to be out for games 3 and 4. And I think, Rob, the Suns' plan, their hope, their ideal scenario would be that they win this series without Devin Booker. Like, if they can go up 3-1 and let Booker rest, and then you're really feeling like, okay, we don't have to bring him back for this series. We get him as much rest as possible. And then in the second round, where they will face Dallas, presumably with Luka Doncic, or Utah. I think it'll be Dallas if Doncic can play, and he may be back for game three. They're going to need Booker for that round. In fact, Rob, you know they've been my pick the last few months to win it all. But if Devin Booker isn't able to play freely and at the top of his game, they won't win the West. They won't win the West.
I got a better one for you. I don't think they'll win the West now because this is a big, big, even though it's not a serious injury, Chris, it's a lingering one,
right,
that doesn't go away and doesn't get better in enough time for him to be great, you know, be back at his level. We saw it last year. Last year, remember, they were up 2-0 in the finals and they could get by. They got by without Chris Paul in that Lakers series, Chris, a couple of games.
Well, the Clippers, they went 2-0 without Chris Paul the first
game. At home in that, yep. Right, in that scenario. But I don't think you could a half-baked Devin Booker is not good for the Suns. They need a sun-drenched, a fully heat-warmed-up Devin Booker from the son of the Phoenix of the Valley and the son of Arizona.
What?
I don't know. I'm just talking. But
I agree with you on that, though.
No, I really think that this could derail everything that they've done because, Chris, it's not only missing games 3 and 4. You know, how is he? Is he going to be effective? Is he going to be gingerly on it? Could he re-injure it? Could he make it worse playing in the first round, you know, against the Pelicans? And now that the Pelicans are going home and they got the split, Chris, this could be a 7-game series. I'm just throwing it out. You know what I mean?
Do you think – I still think they beat the Pelicans without him. What do you think?
Probably, but I'm saying it could be a longer series.
Right.
Whereas it could have been quick work, right? If they win the first 2 games, they might sweep the Pelicans, go to New Orleans, yep, or beat them in 5 games. Now I'm not sure. If you're the Pelicans, you feel like, wow, we're in this.
Oh, the Pelicans are feeling good.
I don't know how you couldn't.
Rob, and I'm going to say this. I'm very confident the Suns, with or without Booker, will beat the Pelicans. But they need an attitude adjustment. They need an attitude adjustment. They have got to understand now, and this is regardless of Devin Booker's situation, they have to understand they're the hunted right now. And that's a different animal when you are the hunted versus the hunter. Ever since this run, the past couple of years, when it started, when they went 8-0 in the bubble under Monty Williams, and then last year they won 51 games. Right. They run to the NBA Finals. This year they run to 64 wins, the best record in the league. All that time, Rob, they were the hunter. Because nobody, they're nice. They're a nice little team. You know, Chris Paul's playing well for an old guy, and Booker's great. He's not, you know, Kevin Durant or something like that, but he's great. You know, they were the hunter. Now, because they had the best record in the league by far, because there's really no other team that's looked terrific, certainly in the West, other than them, they are the hunted. And I'm going to tell you, Rob, I haven't liked the mentality that I've seen in these first 2 games. I'm going to tell you.
Okay.
To me, they look like they've come out here this before Booker got hurt. They looked like they were pointing toward the championship, right, pointing toward the conference finals, not taking care of the task at hand, right? They're looking forward to, what do we have to do? We got to get to the finals. We got to win it all, instead of taking it one day at a time, one step at a time. And here's why I say that, Rob. They went out there in game one and punched New Orleans in the face in the first half. Big lead, 19 points at halftime. Since then, Rob, the last 6 quarters of this series, New Orleans has outscored Phoenix by 19 points.
Now,
and
that's
five
bad.
Of those quarters were with Devin Booker. So
I was
going to
say, because you had your guy, right?
Right. Again, yeah. I'm not saying they were going to lose. I'm just saying their attitude is also a problem, at least so far. It'll probably change now because they know they got to step it up without Booker.
Oh, big time. If they don't, they could be in trouble. You go there, Chris, to New Orleans and not be ready for what you're about to, you know what I mean? Like, not be ready, and all of a sudden you're down in the series 2-1, and Booker's not playing game
now,
four.
And
I
mean, then you're up against it. You're right.
Right. So it's huge. I don't know. I just think that it's going to be a bugaboo for them, Chris, the rest of the way. We always talk about this. We're not wishing anything on anybody. I want everybody to be healthy.
Want them all
I keep
to be
telling
healthy,
you,
right? Absolutely.
But this is one of those things you just don't know. And if he re-injures it or it gets worse, you know, what will this team be? And as I said, if this was Chris Paul or somebody else, could they overcome it? I think so. Can they really overcome an injury and not having Devin Booker be Devin Booker? I don't think so.
Well, I think if we're talking about winning the West, Rob, I think without any of their big three, Chris,
they can't win the West.
Devin, I just think it's a tough task, especially if Golden State is what they're looking like right now. And I get it. They're playing Denver that's banged up and not a terrific team itself.
I got
right?
my pick in the West now, and you're going to be
Golden
shocked.
State?
No.
Oh, let me guess. All right. So I know you'd love to pick the Clippers, but obviously they're out. You know
oh,
you
an
would.
Old pick.
Well,
that's
you're
an
not.
Pick.
Yeah. So if you're not picking Golden State, are you picking? I don't think you're going with the young boys, Memphis.
Yeah.
I
yeah.
Know you, hold on. Hold
yes.
on. Aren't you poo-pooing? Antoine Walker and. Who was the other former NBA player? Carrie
yeah.
Kittles?
Yes, Carrie Kittles.
Yeah, weren't you poo-pooing them?
I was poo-pooing them, Chris. And now I look, and I'm looking only because the Suns are wounded. And the other thing I saw was the way that they came. They responded the way I thought they would, Chris. And that showed me a little something. Like, they could have been down. They had this great regular season. They got punched in the mouth. They could have been timid. They came out, and they showed me, like, no, we're going to we're not going to just win or squeak by and say we don't care what the score is as long as we win. They wanted to send a message last night, and they did. Like we know that you had our number. This is a matchup problem, Chris, and they have won a game by 30 points against this team in this matchup. I was impressed by that, and maybe I'm overlooking it. Maybe the T-Wolves were fat and sassy because they
won their team, right?
Yep,
yeah,
I'm gonna throw that out there, Chris, because I'm not naive that they did what they wanted to do and got fat and sassy. You know what I mean? Like we got the split, so we're good. And I just like the way that they went at it yesterday, and I think I'm gonna pick Memphis.
I'll give you this, Rob. Yes. I'll give you this, because if it's not Phoenix, then I'm going with Golden State, right? Mm-hmm. Memphis is a tough matchup for Golden State. They beat them last year in the playoff. I get Golden State's different now, but they're a tough matchup. They're a tough matchup for any older group,
right?
You know,
so they're
because
so
they're so
young.
Youthful and energetic and all that athletic, and they don't know any better, right? They're not intimidated by anybody. They don't know any better. And so I'll give you that, but if it's not going to be Phoenix, I got Golden State, which is kind of reminded me of the older dynastic Golden State. But all right, you made your pick. So you got Memphis and Milwaukee in the final.
No, I picked the Nets. I never switched.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I don't know what I think. Oh, so you got the Nets beating Memphis?
Yep.
Okay.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, what's up, everybody? It's me, three-time Pro Bowler LeVar Arrington, and I couldn't be more excited to announce a new podcast called Up On Game. What is Up On Game, you ask? Along with my fellow Pro Bowler TJ Houshmandzadeh and Super Bowl champion, yep, that's right, Plexico Burress. You can only name a show with that type of talent on it, Up On Game. We're going to be sharing our real-life experiences loaded with teachable moments. Listen to Up On Game with me, LeVar Arrington, TJ Houshmandzadeh, and Plexico Burress on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts from.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for time tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my. Look at that. He is. And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
All right, Rob, let's get to this story. Jerry West, the revered executive and basketball player, he's the freaking logo of the NBA, one of the all-time greats. We've talked about the show on HBO Max, Winning Time, which is loosely based on Jeff Perlman's book about Showtime, the Showtime Lakers of the 80s, Magic Johnson, Kareem, Pat Riley as coach, so on and so forth. And Jerry West is suing the show, not so much for money, but just for them. He wants a public apology because he believes they've defamed him. And have you watched any of it, Rob?
No, just, I've heard a lot about it and read a lot about the stuff.
Yeah, I'm watching it. It's very entertaining. And I know... You know, some of it's true and some of it's fiction. That's the best way I can say it. And I, being obviously close to the sport, covering the league for, you know, nearly 30 years, I know a lot of these guys, Magic, all of them, you know, Kareem, Jerry West, Pat Riley. And being close to it, I know some of it. I can tell what's false. And some of the stories I've heard before and been told by some of those actual people. So right. I know they were true. But, Rob, even in my close position, there's some stuff that I'm like, is that true or not? You know what I mean? I can't tell. So there's no doubt that the average viewer has no idea what is true or false. And it's likely, Rob, just taking it all to be true. Even though they put out the disclaimer that it's, you know, dramatized and all that. That's just how it is because you're dealing with real people. And Jerry West, Rob, who, as I said, you know this. I mean, he is viewed as, I would say, outside of Red Auerbach, he's probably viewed as the best executive in the history of the league and one of the best in professional sports history in America. But they portray him. It's not a favorable portrayal. They portray him kind of as a goofball. And we know he did have anxiety issues. You know, Rob famously had trouble watching the games. He would drive around in his car sometimes or, you know, just had trouble watching them live, even as a GM. But they really portray him as a guy who's kind of lucked into a lot of his, you know, good fortune or good picks. Like the last episode, I'll give you an example. Now, you know, Jack McKinney took over the team. He was a head coach as a rookie, with Magic's rookie year, right? They were playing well. Jack McKinney had this. He came from Portland where he was an assistant when they won the championship, beat Dr. J in 77. And McKinney was the brains behind their fast break offense, right? And so he came in there with the Lakers and was like, run, 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 run. And it was working. They were 10-4. Magic, obviously, that's perfect for him. And McKinney gets in a bicycle accident, Rob, and couldn't coach. And Paul Westhead, who was his assistant, becomes the head coach. Now, they portrayed it in the last episode like the team was really struggling under Westhead, and Jerry West actually wanted Elgin Baylor to become the head coach. And they had to beat Boston. If they lost to Boston in a regular season game, Baylor was going to be the coach. That wasn't true. Westhead, they took off right away under Westhead, but really just kept going from where they were and played great. And Baylor was considered for an assistant's job, but never the head job. But that's, you know, one example that's out of how they kind of fictionalize stuff. But Jerry West is upset, Rob. And I'll say this, and then I'll pass it over to you. I have talked to several people in the league, like executive scouts, things like that, who aren't watching it because of the way they portray Jerry West. And they just feel like it really makes him look bad, and it's far from the truth, and they don't like it. So there are a lot of people in the league that aren't watching it because of that, Rob.
Oh, well, tough luck, Jerry West, who sounds like the old man punching at the cloud. Dude, what, Chris, I'm sorry if people don't know the difference between a fiction and they put a disclaimer to start. This is not a documentary. And that's why Jerry West didn't ask for money, because it would be a waste of time and he wouldn't win. Because it's clearly marked. And if people watching, Chris, don't know the difference between something loosely based on people at public figures, loosely based on public figures, and then make their characters goofy to the left or to the right to make it entertaining for people, I don't know. This is so obvious. Jerry West, what part don't you know? We've seen this. This happens all the time. It's the license that people have in Hollywood and being creative. They can't do it down the... It's not a documentary. This is not The Last Dance. That's a documentary. If you make up stuff and something like that, people would have a recourse, Chris, to be able to come after you. They're telling you... It's loosely based, it's fiction, it's not all true. And if you as a viewer or Jerry West doesn't understand that, that's on you, right? They've done what they needed to do legally. So it just sounds ridiculous to me. And I think after Jerry West straightens out HBO and gets his story right, I think he's going to tackle the history books in this country, and starting with Christopher Columbus.
Well, that's a real thing, though.
Discovery America.
That's white supremacy. I mean, real talk. You brought up the Ten Commandments and everybody's white. That's white supremacy. They were in Egypt, where which is in Africa. The children of Israel weren't Europeans. All right, so I'm with you on that, in the history books too. That's legit. That's real, history. And those people, that was hundreds and thousands of years ago. Obviously, you can't, they're not coming back to do anything about the depictions. But I agree with you on that. I don't watch a lot of that stuff because of the way they depict everybody as white,
but
clearly weren't white.
But the makers
of
this.
And that goes for Jesus, too. He didn't look anything like these portraits that you see with the long, flowing red hair and all that.
But I'm saying, as far as legally what the producers of this show on HBO, as long as they do what they're supposed to do legally and let people know this is not verbatim. And people who watch TV, you can't believe everything you see. And just because it's on a TV show doesn't make it that it's absolutely 100%. When you watch the news, Chris, you expect every story that you watch on the news that is not made up, that it's the news, it's actually real. That's the difference.
Well, I agree with you on the whole legal stuff and Hollywood can do what they want. But I disagree on that Jerry West is being ridiculous. Because the fact of the matter is, a lot of people that watch this, let me finish. I listen to you. He is a real living person. And a lot of this is true. And I'm just telling you, if I was in his shoes, and I'm beg to say if you were in his shoes, and they did a documentary on the Odd Couple. A show on the Odd Couple. And a lot of it was fictional, and they made you look bad, made you look goofy, whatever, I think you'd be upset. I don't think you'd have the attitude of, hey, it's Hollywood. They can do what they want. Jerry West, again, viewed as one of the best executives in the sport, if not the best. And he is being depicted as a clown. And that's what a lot of people are going to think of. Most people, Rob, didn't read the book, The Autobiography of Malcolm X. You know where they get their information about Malcolm X? From Spike Lee's movie.
Yeah,
that's
it. But that doesn't mean that. But that's shame on them. Chris,
well, shame
on them.
Don't
you can't
read right.
You can't dummy down everything just because you're
dumb
saying.
Dumb it down? Nobody's saying dumb it down.
Yes,
it's
you
saying,
are.
Tell the truth.
You're not giving people.
That's not dumbing it down.
Yes, you're saying.
Well, how would you feel?
No, wait a minute. Hold on. You're saying.
Answer that.
No, I will answer it. But you're saying that they're too dumb to know the difference between a fictional.
How would they know, Rob?
Because it's fiction, Chris. And they tell you it.
No, it's not all fiction.
But they tell you it's loosely based.
It is a mix.
Okay? But they tell you that there's dramatization. That's what happens in movies.
You're crazy.
No, I'm not.
Like, the average viewer can look at it and say, this part was true, that part wasn't.
And
are you crazy?
All Jerry West has done is made it bigger so that people will go out and now want to watch it.
It was pretty big anyway.
All right, but it's even bigger now because he's making a stink so people want to go.
How would you feel?
It wouldn't bother me, Chris. I know what the truth is.
You say that now, but you block everybody that criticizes you on Twitter.
I know what the
truth
is.
You know the truth, but you're blocking everybody. You don't like it.
No, I know what the truth is.
You don't like it on Twitter. You certainly wouldn't like it on the big screen.
No, totally, 100%. That's not my place. That's my Twitter. They're following me. That's totally different. They have to follow me. And my point is, I understand what Hollywood does. If I want to clear the air, Jerry West, write a book and say, this is the truth according to me. Even in that book,
well,
you couldn't even believe everything he writes because it's from his standpoint and might not be totally accurate. So even a book written by Jerry West could be fraudulent and phony.
But they say this is fiction, to your point. My point is that this is a living, breathing human being, and he is being portrayed in a drama that is heavily based on true stuff. It's based on a true book, Winning Time. And so a lot of people are going to take this stuff as true, and they're going to look at Jerry West and say, this dude lucked it all his success. He really wasn't all that. I get where he's coming from. I completely get it, because I would be upset too, and I think you would be upset too. And I don't, look, I ain't bowing at the altar of Hollywood, and I don't bow at the altar of comedians. I don't think you can just say whatever the heck you want because you Hollywood. This nation, everything is being changed. People, everything is being viewed differently in this generation. So this notion that, oh, Hollywood is above the law.
No, it ain't above the law, Chris.
You're saying like, that. You are.
But you're the same person.
They said it's
no,
drama.
But you're the same person that wants to ban. That wants to ban people who rap and talk lyrics that you don't like. You want to ban
that. When did I say that?
You've always said that. You don't like the music. You don't like the lyrics.
I said I don't like music that talks about black people
and
killing
they have
each other.
Right,
that's what
they
I don't
have
like.
A right to, they have a right to make that music, and you have a right not to buy it. You have a right not to watch the show if you don't like the way they're depicting you. But they haven't done anything illegal
you
or
think
wrong.
Hollywood can Jerry do whatever
Rice
it
just,
wants.
Jerry West
Hollywood
just doesn't like
is,
it.
Hollywood is above the law.
It.
They can say and do
the
whatever
law.
They want in Rob
is,
Parker's
it,
world.
That's why they say
Hollywood
fiction
is
and non-fiction. That's why,
oh,
they have
yeah.
to, that's why they have to dub it one or the other.
I can't wait till they make the movie about the Odd Couple.
Go ahead,
and see how
it.
You like their portrayal. When Rob G is off the record telling a bunch of stuff.
I'll be fine with it.
877-99 on Fox.
Are they going to get Denzel to play my role? That's all I want to know.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games, like digging for treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
What? Co-host of Up On Game on Fox Sports Radio. He just wrote, he was already high on my list. Now he's risen. Clax, what you know about Biz Markie?
Come on, man.
What you know? Young, man. You was a toddler when Biz Markie was doing this thing.
Hey, I'm still from the cassette tape era, man. You
oh, wow. Cassette tape? You talking foreign language to most of our listeners. They don't even know what a cassette tape is.
Never heard of it. I know, man. What's going on, fellas?
What's good, brother? We good. Now, look, we might get into a little basketball with you, but we got to start with the football. You know, Deebo Samuel. He's one of many. You know, it's a few receivers. A.J. Brown, one of them, too, that are looking to get paid. What is your take on Deebo's situation? He's kind of unique to me because they got him playing running back and doing so many other things that I can't be mad at him. But what are your thoughts?
Yeah, I'm not mad at him either, but it just seems like this new generation has a new way of dealing with, you know, getting their contracts and wanting to be paid. Listen, I get that he's looking at Stephon Diggs and Devontae Adams, those guys getting paid. But, you know, he's a dual threat kind of guy. He's a good receiver. He's a great football player. He got like 10 career touchdown receptions. You know, those aren't the numbers that you look when you look at the Devontae Adams, the elite, you know, 1 through 5 wide receivers making $40+ million a year. I just think guys, you need to settle down a little bit. Everybody's going to get compensated for what they, for how they perform on Sunday. They need to just worry about playing football and getting paid. His payday is going to come, but I feel like what's going on now, guys are forcing their hand, and it's putting them in a bad situation as far as the organizations are concerned, and some of them agents are giving those guys bad advice. Just go out and keep continuing what you've been able to do, and I guarantee you'll be paid exactly what you're worth.
Yeah, to your point on Deebo, he's got 1 year left on his deal. If he played out this season, he will get more money next summer because the contracts aren't going down, they're going up.
Listen, the value that he adds to this football team, it speaks for itself. I don't think of another place that he can go to except maybe a Kansas City where they'll put him in the same position so he can go out and make those same kind of plays. Now, if he goes out and surpasses and supersedes what he did last year, then his contract will be even bigger. But as far as him going to another place and being in the same positions where the offense is going to put him in, San Francisco is the perfect place for him. So he didn't need to just settle down, go play football, and worry about getting paid going into this year. And I think everything will take care of itself.
You know, I see what's happening, and I still believe – I know a lot of owners were really mad at the Cleveland Browns and their ownership and what happened, you know, when Deshaun Watson got his fully guaranteed contract. I just wonder if this continues or how long this will continue before some NFL owners say, man, we're going to have to, like, clamp down on this. Or we might have to, you know, let somebody walk or not pay somebody. Because if this continues where everybody's, you know, wants their money or they're not going to play and scrub their Instagram and I hate the team and all that, right, it's going to be a bad situation for owners. Do you think there's a possibility of that? And I'm not saying it's going to happen with Deebo, but with somebody, they might get they might think they're going to get paid and they won't.
I think what's going to happen, somebody is going to be let go, just like you said, because they're not going to be good as they think they are. And listen, we've been fighting for this guaranteed contract since the beginning of the time. And now we're starting to see some of these guys get the guaranteed money. It started a few years ago when Kirk Cousins, I believe, he signed a 4-year, $84 million deal with Minnesota that was fully guaranteed. And now a lot of people are upset. They don't like the fact that Deshaun Watson got a fully guaranteed contract. And now you got some of the guys coming into, you know, all the rookie quarterbacks are coming into their contracts. You know, Josh Allen and Lamar Jackson, you know, some of those guys. And they're going to want a lot of guaranteed money also. So I think it's a new trend heading in the right direction. But everybody is not going to be able to get the guaranteed money that they like.
And I'm not mad at the players if you have enough leverage, Plax, if you have enough leverage, because I was mad, you know, at Patrick Mahomes for not getting a fully guaranteed contract when his came up, because he was young, he had an MVP and won a Super Bowl, and he had all the leverage, and he took a bad deal, period. And I wanted him to be that guy, but I just wonder how long this is going to happen, you know?
Plax, I want to get back to Debo. Because I think Debo's strength is his versatility and obviously running after the catch. But you sound like you don't think he's one of those guys that can go anywhere and, like, excel or, you know, be all-pro level.
I'm not saying that he can't go anywhere. There are a few teams that are going to put him in a situation to exercise his strength and what he does well. And I think those two teams are Kansas City and Baltimore. They will put tremendously his skill set fits those two offenses. But if you go try to put him in New England or Pittsburgh or some of these places, they don't have the offense to get him the ball as many times as he would
so he can go out and
succeed. So San Francisco is his home. I believe that's the best place for him. But everybody wants to get paid. But you have to be careful because, you know, maybe you'll end up somewhere and then you won't be putting up the kind of numbers that you would like or not getting the ball as much. And now everybody's saying that you're overpaid and all those kind of things.
Right.
I think San Francisco is the best fit for him.
No doubt. Let's want to talk some NBA.
Oh, man. Come on, man. You know, I'm still in my hoop game.
All right. So, Chris and I, here's a scary part with Devin Booker and the hamstring. I think that this could have a big effect on them, of them not coming out of the West, because you talk about a plaque, about a hamstring. This is not going to be cured. Oh, you know, they still got 15 more games to win.
15
to,
wins. Right.
Right, to get to win a championship. And he might be hamstrung, to use that word.
No pun intended.
Exactly.
Right.
Do you know what I mean? Am I right? This is like a blow, because he'll have this the whole playoffs.
Listen, Devin Booker is arguably the MVP of this league. If you don't have Devin Booker on your team, if you're the Phoenix Suns, then you don't even have a chance to get out of the West. I'm looking at the West, and I'm saying Golden State, Phoenix. Everybody's pulling for Chris Paul because they want him to get a chance to win the championship. But if he doesn't have Devin Booker, it's not even going to be close. And the way that the Golden State Warriors are playing basketball right now, I don't think anybody's going to beat them coming out of the West, Golden State or Memphis. So my pick right now to come out of the West is the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, I'm with you there. With Phoenix ailing, Phoenix has been my pick, but I'm with you. Without Booker absolutely at his best, I think Golden State is the team. Who you got in the East? We got Brooklyn, Rob,
man,
and
listen,
me, which is against the grain.
Rob came onto the show up on game. He put out his little Beastie Boys, no sleep till Brooklyn.
No
all of that.
Sleep
this is,
till
hey,
Brooklyn.
This is what I'm saying. With the addition of James Harden and everything that's going on, everything with the Miami Heat, I just don't think nobody's going to be able to beat the Milwaukee Bucks in seven. Mm. I just don't see it happening. Look, Chris Middleton's struggling right now, but I think as the playoffs continue to get go further, I think he'll get back to form. But for a team out of the East to beat the Milwaukee Bucks in seven games, I just don't think it's
Brooklyn almost beat them last year with Harden.
Yeah, you're talking about last year. The Brooklyn Nets got their hands full with the Celtics right now.
Well, the Celtics are legit. The one thing about they're going to have to go through like three basically finals type series, to get to the finals because
I think one of the things that's going to hinder the Brooklyn Nets is that listen, Kyrie and KD, they have to be phenomenal every night. They have to get 70, 75 points between those two guys. But who's going to be their third scorer? Brown.
It's going to be
one of those role players.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
they have to be superior every night, and they're not going to give you 30 and 40 points apiece every night if they want to continue to get to the next round. So I think that's what the main thing about the Nets is, that who's going to be their third scorer.
All right, that's our man Plaxico Burress. Check him out on Saturdays here on Fox Sports Radio, Up on Game. Great stuff, brother. We appreciate you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, man.
All right.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists, like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.